213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Yeah, 213 Rock on Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio en direct ce soir, Wednesday 13, Mr. Wednesday 13 qui vient nous présenter le nouvel album qui sera disponible la semaine prochaine, Horrifier, soit le 7 octobre prochain. Hi Wed, nice to meet you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, I'm really happy for talking to you on air tonight on 213 Rock Show, based in Paris, France. Hi Wed, thank you very much for accepting my interview.
I'm sorry. What's that? I didn't understand what you said. You're so excited. I couldn't understand.
Yes, I told you. I'm very happy for talking to you on air tonight because we're from Paris, France, and I know the new tour is canceled. I think yes, and yeah, we are lucky for talking to you on air tonight.
Yes, unfortunate. We were support for the ministry tour, and I'm not sure what happened with that and. But something happened and they canceled. So it canceled the whole tour. So unfortunately, we won't be able to get back to Europe and doing these great shows this year. However, I'm already working on plans to be there late February, March. So that's as soon as we can get over, which is not that far away.
Ok, alors ce soir en direct, hein, Wednesday 13, donc il vient nous présenter le nouvel album Horrifier qui sera disponible le 7 octobre prochain. La tournée qui était prévue sous peu avec Ministry a été annulée pour des raisons, enfin bref, qui leur regardent. Et en même temps, il est en train de travailler pour reprogrammer cette tournée parce qu'il a un gros disque quand même. Hein. Il est vraiment très bon ce Horrifier, vous l'aurez hein, le 7 octobre prochain qui sera disponible. On a déjà écouté un single à l'instant qui est You Are So Hideous, 213 Rock Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Oh yeah. So, Wed, your new album, Horrifier, will be available in less than 2 weeks, it will be great satisfaction for you, because after so many months, so many hours of hard work on your ideas, and the album is coming October 7th.
Correct.
Yes. So many jobs, so many days, so many ideas, and now it's a great satisfaction for you.
Absolutely. I mean, we worked really hard on this album. We had the whole pandemic, you know, the downtime, like the rest of the world had 2 years off, it seemed like. So we just took advantage of it and tried to make the best Wednesday 13 record that we could. You know, I wanted to make something that was as good or better than anything we've done. And so the reaction so far has been great. Our videos have been great. So I'm excited. 2 weeks away and the rest of the world gets to hear what we did.
Effectivement qu'ils ont travaillé très dur hein, pour cet album, ils ont donné le meilleur d'eux-mêmes, c'est peut-être le meilleur album solo en tout cas de Wed. Le Horrifier, il est fantastique, il y a des beaux titres, hein. On va y revenir d'ici quelques instants. Ils ont donné le meilleur d'eux-mêmes et c'était ça le plus important, et ça a pris toute cette période de Covid lorsque le monde était bloqué, ils ont eu le temps en tout cas. So Wed, the production of this new album is crazy because the mix, I really love the mix from the Another Universe, because all the instruments are very well balanced. It's very dynamic with a lot of emotions.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad that you hear that.
I love the mix. Yes.
And the craziest thing is this is the first album that we did on our own. Like the past two albums, we've had like, you know, big producers, and not to say that they didn't do a good job. I love the way those records sound, but this album just has a different level of power. It's like, I don't know. It's almost like the way we sound live, but it's in a studio. It captures, the guitars are just crisp, the vocals are, everything just sounds natural and raw and not overproduced, not oversaturated. You know, a lot of music today sounds not real to me, and this sounded like a real raw record. You know, it captured everything, it captured the emotion, and I was super happy with that. And we did it by ourselves, which was even more crazy.
Effectivement, le mix est incroyable. Je le soulignais, la production, elle est bonne, hein, c'est énorme. Le mix, il vient d'un autre univers, c'est complètement dingue. En général, les groupes, ils prennent des gros producteurs et tout, avec un coup de milliers de dollars et tout. Lui, non, ils ont fait tout eux-mêmes. Et il est très heureux du résultat, en tout cas. Et puis, ils ont essayé de capter cette grosse puissance, hein, et en même temps, ils ont eu cette énergie live en studio. C'était très important. Ils ont capturé ce côté naturel. Ça aussi, ils le voulaient. Et puis, beaucoup d'émotions à l'intérieur. C'est ça, le nouvel album Horrifier, en tout cas. And I want to say that your new album, Horrifier, is a dark and requiem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the first listening of the new album is important for me, because it's uncomfortable. And yet, you wanted to an album with a lot of humors.
Yeah, I mean, this record, you know, I think it has a little bit of what I've done over the years. You know, this is the ninth album. I wanted each song to maybe capture something from one of the previous albums.
Okay.
But also do something that we haven't done, like the song Insides Out. That's such a different, and it's heavy, man. It's like one of the heaviest songs we've ever written. And it's different than anything we've done. And it was, there's new stuff on the record. There's stuff that will remind you of the past records. But I think we did it all in a good way where, you know, some people may say, oh, this sounds like Murder Dolls, or this sounds like Wednesday 13 on the first album. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because I think when we all listen to our favorite artist, you know, that's put out records for years, when they do something that reminds you of the first time you heard them, you're excited again.
Yes, that's exactly. Effectivement, hein, la première émotion, elle arrive lorsque elle arrive durant la première écoute. On est totalement surpris. Qu'est-ce qui se passe? C'est très sombre en tout cas. Et en même temps, lui il précise ça. Il a voulu ce côté. Il y a un côté humour. Hein, c'était ça le truc. Et puis en même temps, c'est très dark. C'est très heavy. Il y a différentes couches de heavy et de guitare à l'intérieur. Il faut l'écouter. Lorsqu'il sortira le 7 octobre, vous écouterez ce disque. Vous découvrirez un disque totalement sombre, totalement dark, mais en même temps avec beaucoup d'humour. Hein. And the two singles are available on YouTube. About the first one was You Are So Hideous. The music video is inspired by the famous scene in the movie The Exorcist, released I think 1973. Yeah, you remember that?
Yes,
yeah, that's right. Yes, correct. Yes, yeah, I was totally surprised by this clip video.
Yeah, we pulled off a cool video. I mean, it's got the atmosphere, it's got the lights, the star of the video is the girl that plays the Reagan character, that, that she was like all the stuff you see in that video. That's her. That's not any special effects. Like she was doing all the contortionists, like bending backwards. It was amazing, you know? And my main goal with that was not to make it funny, you know, because we wanted to make it kind of still seem creepy. And I think it turned off that way, even though you get to see me get vomited on in my face, which was hilarious. But it was just fun to film. And I'm such a fan of that movie, and just be able to try to go and recreate it and then see the end result, man, I was blown away.
Effectivement, que dans le clip vidéo You're a Stewardess, ils ont recréé effectivement la scène de l'exorciste du film qui datait de 1973. Hein, c'était, je crois, c'était produit par William Friedkin, je crois. Et c'était dingue, quoi. Donc ils ont eu cette idée qui était aussi basée sur une histoire vraie, d'après le livre de William Peter Blatty. Mais c'est totalement affolant. Hein. Vous regardez le clip, et puis il se passe beaucoup de choses. Et mais il a rajouté quelques trucs amusants. En même temps, il y a ce côté vomi, il y a plein de trucs, et c'est vraiment bien fait, quoi. Et puis le single aussi, qui est très bonne musique, hein, You Are Stewardess. I said the single is very good sound, because it's really good rock and heavy rock and roll. You Are Stewardess. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that one day we write a story for the movie. I'm sure you are interested about that kind of movie.
Oh yes. The video director that's been doing these past two videos, and he's doing the new one as well, which the new video for Good Day to Be a Bad Guy will be out October 5th. Mm-hmm. It's going to continue in the horror movie theme. And he and I were both talking of like, let this be our practice for our movie, mm-hmm. to see, because we know, and we work together so well. So I'm absolutely going to try to start working on, I already have an idea for a movie. It's ridiculously violent and gross, but I know it will work. So I'm hopefully going to try to get that done in the next year and a half, I hope.
Ouais, effectivement, il travaille hein, sur un scénario de film. Il espère que ça va venir, en tout cas, peut-être dans un an, peut-être dans deux ans. Il essaye déjà avec les clips vidéo hein, concernant tous les scénarios. Et en même temps, il est très épaulé, mais c'est important pour lui. Hein. C'est une idée qu'il a en tête depuis très longtemps. Hein. And I guess you are thinking for an idea that nobody has ever seen. Hein. You want to surprise the movie world, I think.
Yes. To not give it away, I've came up with a really disturbing movie idea that anyone that has a child will it'll be terrifying for them.
Okay. Je crois qu'il va terrifier.
You know, like most people when they, you know, if they watch a movie and it's, you know, it's, if anyone has a kid, if something happens like that, you know, you automatically feel that, oh, because you have a kid. So I'm definitely going to be pulling on people's heartstrings, and I've got something that's so weird and gross and never heard of. And it could also be a movie where it could go either way. I can make it where it's completely humorous, mm-hmm. Horror, or I can make it where it's just demented. I think I'm going to go in between and make it humorously demented.
Ouais, en fait, il est très branché hein, par l'idée de faire un film, le scénario, etc. Il veut faire peur. Il veut vraiment faire peur, mais avec, comme je lui ai précisé, une idée que personne n'a jamais vue. Peut-être surprendre hein, ce côté cinéma américain. Enfin, en tout cas, lui, il a cette idée-là en tête et il bosse dessus. Hein. And the second single is Inside Out. The track is super heavy, very insane. Da 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 da. Yeah, it's very dark and powerful. The guitars are huge. The tempo slowed down. There are some dark breaks of guitars, bass, drums. It's heavy. Really.
I love it. It's my, we're playing it live on the tour right now.
Yeah.
It's my favorite song we play live. Everybody just, even if they don't know it, you can't help but move your head to it. It's just got that groove. And to me, you know, some people will be like, oh, that's too heavy for Wednesday 13, or it's not Wednesday 13. But I always come back and say, you know, I always tell my influences. My favorite bands are Kiss, Alice Cooper, Twisted Sister, and Wasp. Those are my four bands. But even though, for example, Twisted Sister had We're Not Gonna Take It and I Wanna Rock, those were kind of anthems. But then they had songs like Burn in Hell and Captain Howdy that were just heavy for them. Like same thing for Kiss when they, you know, they got Rock and Roll All Night, which is Kiss, and then they put out a song like God of Thunder, and you're like, what is that? So this, in my mind, is our God of Thunder.
Mm-hmm. And Wasp, maybe the Hellion or something like yeah. I Want to Be Somebody. Or remember the first album, fantastic first album with Chris Holmes on guitars. It was amazing band.
Yeah. Those guys are the ingredients to what I do, and they always will be.
Ok, effectivement, hein, donc ce titre single Insides Out qui est fantastique, qui est très heavy hein, et très insane qu'on aura en sortie d'interview. En même temps, des personnes lui ont dit que c'était trop heavy pour du Wednesday 13. Lui, il se dit, moi je viens de Kiss, je viens de Twisted Sister, je viens de Wasp, hein, j'ai écouté Kiss, le Gods of Thunder, Twisted Sister, le Burning Hell. Ce sont mes titres et moi je suis influencé par ça, c'est super heavy, ce sont mes morceaux, c'est mon imagination aussi hein, qui joue et ça c'était important. Ce titre il est absolument fantastique, il est dark et heavy et en même temps on a envie de bouger la tête hein. I bang my head you know during that sound yeah. down on with my headphone and there is another track I found super interesting. It's Return to Haddonfield. It's very catchy.
Yes, very very catchy. Yes. And I wrote it about the, it's from the Halloween movie series, it's based off the character Michael Myers, and that was a song that I was, you know, literally writing the music, playing my guitar, and that movie was on in the background, and I was just like, okay, I'll make the lyrics about this. I've been watching this movie since I was a kid, I know it, and it just turned out great. It's like a it's almost like a goth ballad kind of, I don't know. It's such a good song and definitely one of my favorites on the record. And I think fans are going to love it when they hear it.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, ce single Return to the Haddonfield qui est superbe, hein, qui est aussi très accrocheur, et c'est un titre hein, qui est influencé aussi par les films Halloween. Donc ouais, ce titre on l'aura hein, dès que l'album sortira. Je vous promets, je vous le mettrai en playlist. Il est absolument fantastique. And finally, I want to add that no track is the same. Every time it's different. All the album, every time it's different on this album.
Yes, I think that's a cool thing. You know, yes. Like. You know, a lot of bands can just make one big long song, and we made 10 great different songs.
Totally agree.
Yeah, but they reflect with, you know, my idea was to go back and listen to all my records over the COVID holiday, or I call it the COVID holidays. We took 2 years off. But yeah, I just went back and listened to all my records, and I was like, why don't we write a song that maybe sounds like something from the first album? And then we would do something that sounded like something off the second record. And that's where Good Day to Be a Bad Guy comes up. The Return to Haddonfield reminded me of something off my third album. So I think when people listen to this record, they're going to hear hints of all those old albums, but it's going to be like, I love this. I know this already. How do I already know it? It just feels like it's like an instant classic that you haven't heard yet.
Effectivement que cet album, chaque titre qui compose cet album est différent. Hein. C'est ça la force de ce disque. Il y a des influences. Ça va rappeler aussi peut-être des titres, des choses qui datent du passé, donc de Wed. Mais en même temps, ce disque, il est canon. Je vous le dis, hein, c'est vraiment du bon, quoi. And about the artwork, is it a wink to King Diamond as Abigail or them?
The artwork. I definitely see that now, but it was actually. The artwork was put together by my good friend and artist Johnny Bush,
who's
been working for years. But what he my concept was, I'm a big fan of the cartoons He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Okay.
And so the two main characters had these evil castles, and I still collect those toys. I'm 46. I still collect the toys. I've been playing with them since I was 4 years old. And the artwork for these toys look like heavy metal album covers. So I basically told my artist to sort of make it look like one of those old He-Man things. And so if you don't know that, check that out when we get through speaking and you can see that. Okay. And then mix that with the King Diamond and it's exactly what it is.
Ok, alors effectivement, il a pas fait exprès, l'artwork est superbe, hein. On sait, effectivement, c'est un ami à lui qui travaille donc sur Master of Universe et donc toute une série qui a proposé l'artwork qui est absolument joli, hein, qui est très belle avec un château assez dark, avec une carriole fin derrière et effectivement, ça peut paraître, mais il a pas du tout pensé à King Diamond ou quoi que ce soit, non pas du tout, mais vraiment pas, c'est très personnel, mais pour les connaisseurs, effectivement, effectivement, il peut y avoir un clin d'œil en tout cas, quoi. L'album donc sera disponible le 7 octobre prochain. Il s'intitulera Horrifier, en direct ce soir, Wednesday 13. Voici le track listing. L'album donc ça commencera avec l'intro Severed, en 2 Inside Out, en 3 Exhume and Devour, en 4 You Are Sur Hiddles, en 5 Good Day to Be a Bad Guy, en 6 Return to the Adonfield. I love this song. 7 Horrifier, Hell is Coming, en 9 Halfway to the Grave, en 10 Christine Fury in the Night, et en 11 The Other Side. Le line-up, c'est Wednesday 13 au chant, au guitare lead, c'est Roman Sherman, au guitare rythmique, c'est Jack Tackersley, à la basse, Troy Dobler, Mike Dubke. L'album, lui, sera disponible le 7 octobre prochain, soit la semaine prochaine. Il y aura des éditions limitées, hein, avec effectivement des vinyles noirs, avec des digipacks, etc. Il y aura beaucoup de choses de disponibles via le site Napalm Records. So, thank you very much for this live interview. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please, Wed?
I say thank you for all the years of support. We will be back soon and we will give you the biggest, best show you've ever seen from Wednesday 13.
Okay, thank you very much for this live interview. Wednesday 13 en direct ce soir dans Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Audio, émission 213 Rock. Voici le single tout de suite, Inside Out, 213 Rock. Oh yeah.
Be my sweet Alcatraz.
213 Rock on Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio Wednesday 13 Insides Out. Je rappelle, l'album Horrifier sera disponible la semaine prochaine, soit le 7 octobre. Le 7 octobre. Et en même temps, l'album s'appelle donc Horrifier. Et je vous dis, hein, ce disque, il est merveilleux, quoi. J'ai pu l'écouter dans son ensemble. C'est classe. C'est top classe. Je suis fan de ce style, hein. Je vous dis tout de suite, dès que ça commence à toucher à Wasp, comme il l'a dit, hein, à Kiss et à, surtout à Twisted Sister, effectivement, je suis là. Merci encore d'avoir écouté 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Rendez-vous demain soir, live interview avec Avatarium sur les coups de 20h30. C'était un plaisir pour ce soir de démarrer cette saison 5 à 2 heures de musique non-stop avec des news, avec bien évidemment la Madame Rock et du nouveau son à vous proposer. Oh yeah, c'est parti. Rendez-vous demain soir et n'oubliez pas de visiter le site vinyltimes.fr avec toutes les infos, les news et les podcasts, tout ça géré par le doc Olivier. Il y a des bonnes chroniques, il y a un gros boulot énorme fait, tout ça fait par le doc. Voilà, on se donne rendez-vous demain soir. Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio, 213 Rock à partir de 20h. Hell yeah on your web rock station.